and welcome to the We Talk Health podcast, the official podcast of West Tennessee Healthcare. I'm your host, Kara Mobley, and on today's episode, our topic is wound care awareness. And for my guests, I have Lori Hurt. She is the program manager of the Wound Healing Center, and Dr. Stephen Bergquist. He is the medical director of the Wound Healing Center. Thank you guys both so much for being here.
Kara, thanks for having us. We're sort of excited to do a podcast because we're about to hit June Wound Awareness Month.
Right, yes. And We Talk Health has been on for a while, and this is the first time we've ever done this topic. So this is great to get this information out to people.
Exactly. And wounds are everything. This is right. When you scratch your finger to terrifying, terrible things. So right. Wounds are so normal around us, we should focus in a little bit on it.
Sure. Yeah,
there's roughly 7 million Americans that suffer with chronic wounds.
Right, right. So, Dr. Bergquist, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in this role? How did you get involved with wound management?
So, I've been medical director for 18 years. I came here 17 to 18 years, I guess, right in that time period. Came here about 18 years ago. Spent my first year as a hospitalist. Mm. They needed a medical director in the wound center and asked me. And that's all it's been since then. Loved it. Now, everybody will probably just remember us as the wound center or wound care in the hospital where we rented space.
Okay.
Even though we're separate from the hospital in that sense, we're still part of it in that sense.
Right.
Well, we've been there for years and years. It was just this last year that we finally got a building. So we're the first building next to the North Hospital.
Yes, we are so thankful to West Tennessee Healthcare for providing us a beautiful building that has better access for our patients.
Great. So it used to be the Wound Care Center, and it was a little space in the hospital. Yeah. And so now it's the Wound Healing Center as of 2023, and it's got its own building now out in North Jackson by the North Hospital.
Correct.
That's exactly right.
Yes. So, Lori, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in this role?
I have been with the Wound Center for 13 years. I started out as a nurse case manager, transitioned to clinical nurse manager, and then more recently, about a year ago, transitioned to the program director.
So is there anything specific about the roles that you have, how you got into those, or was it a passion that got you into this field?
For me, I actually, here with West Tennessee Healthcare, did my nurse internship, and I shadowed a wound care nurse. And that is what really opened my eyes to wound care.
Yeah, and a lot of people I've talked to, like hospice nurses, and it's like generally you kind of early on figure out kind of what your passion is.
You figure out if it's yours or not, and wound care is definitely mine.
Or later on, as in my case, internal medicine trained, and then, years and years of being an emergency department doc. And then I found wound care, and it was like, if I would have known about this, I would have gotten out of the emergency work, 10 years earlier.
Yeah, but it's never too late.
So it's been a good niche for me, too. Great. I think one of the things I want our listeners to know is anybody that has a need with a wound, they need to come by and see us. You don't have to get a referral from your family doc, anything like that. If you've got something, a sore, a scab, a spot that's not right, come see us. Now, obviously, if you've got a bad wound and you've been in surgery or been, et cetera, the hospital will get you in touch with us. But I think there's a lot of folks that could use help, even if it turns into just a few visits. What do you think as you see the department
go? We serve anybody and everybody.
Okay.
All different types of wounds, diabetic, foot ulcers, venous stasis ulcers, pressure ulcers, surgical. I could go on and on. Basically, anything and everything we like to take care of. And our goal is to expedite healing so that patients' quality of life increases.
Great. And that's good to know about that you don't need a referral because that's a big question that a lot of people have how do I get involved with this?
The subject of wounds, a lot of us just think because when we were teenagers, we stepped on a nail or we got cut, everything healed fine. And the thing is, sometimes you get past the age of teenager and everything doesn't work just like it did back in the day. And disease is a big part of that. So diabetics often have wounds that won't heal. And that's related to many factors of the disease, not just the sugar level in their blood, but many factors. And so when we look at the millions of Americans with diabetic ulcers, we call them diabetic foot ulcers. Mm-hmm. You can be a diabetic and just have a sore spot on your foot, etc. These always need to be checked out by your primary doctor, by your podiatrist. Or if there's something there, you need to call the wound center.
Right. So especially you want people to know, like, if you're a diabetic, go ahead and ask your doctor at any checkup.
Don't be
afraid to say, you know.
And let's go one step further. Mm-hmm. If you're diabetic, if you develop a wound on your foot, if you start taking care of it immediately with medical help, and it closes halfway in 4 weeks, your chance of healing within a 3-month period is fantastic.
Right.
If you don't close your wound in the first 4 weeks by 50%, your chance of healing just went from 3 months to 9 months and a lot of non-healing. So if you're diabetic and there's something you need looked at,
earlier the better.
Don't tough it out because you're missing your window of opportunity in those first 4 weeks.
Right. Maybe people are like, oh, it'll probably be all right. Or maybe downplay it, but like,
not
definitely don't do that. Yeah. And especially that's one of the things with common chronic wounds is the benefit of treatment and prevention as early as possible.
Out of the 7 million patients or people that have chronic wounds, about 2 million of those have diabetic foot ulcers.
Yeah. So, yeah, that does seem to be, I guess, one of the biggest.
Well, we're in the South. You may have noticed that we drink sweet tea instead of tea, et cetera.
When you go anywhere else, like I just went to St. Louis recently, and if you ask for sweet tea, they'll go, we should have regular tea.
Do you want peach tea?
And they're like, we'll give you some sweet, like, you know, we'll give you some Splenda. And you're like, well, okay, yeah. Yeah, they'll give you an option with, like, a fruit. Yeah. But, yeah, sweet tea, if you ask for that, they're just kind of like,
Yeah, so, you know, the diabetic problems are, you know, more pronounced when the diet is not a healthy diet. And unfortunately, that's across America in several ways. But I think talking about our wound center and encouraging people to call or to come, the other thing is, if by chance one of my colleagues here, one of the other MDs at West Tennessee Healthcare, Jackson Clinic, or private practice around, if they're listening to this, just let it remind them that, hey, yeah, I've got diabetics. Let me get them over to the Wound Healing Center.
Right. So this is specialized care. I mean, a physician can look at you, but the Wound Healing Center is definitely going to take care of that specifically. So if someone comes by, you know, what's the process within, you know, getting assessed and treatment options?
Well, first thing is they're just going to call for an appointment.
Sure.
Let's give some numbers.
And we can give that phone number, and I'll also share it in the show notes.
Yeah. So basically, a provider can call and make the appointment, or the patient themselves can call and make the appointment.
Great.
We'll get them in just as quick as possible. Our goal is to have them in within 3 business days.
Great.
The reason why is because, again, wound care is
this is
very
not something that they're going to have to schedule months and months out,
yes,
right?
We do not want to delay their healing, especially for our diabetic patients,
right?
Because when they have care from multidisciplinary providers, we reduce their risk for amputation by 50%.
Right.
So we want to make sure that they're in and that they're seen. And then they're evaluated by our lovely providers. We do have 3 providers that work
great.
For us.
Let's mention them because people know these folks. So Dr. Osayawa Odey, one of the hospitalists at the hospital, has been our Monday wound center doctor he's been my partner since I came almost 18 years ago.
Great.
So he's been with me in the wound center all these 17 years, right?
And then our fabulous Dr. Maria Antique.
Sister of the other 2 Antique sisters. There's Daisy, there's Julie, and there's Marie Carroll.
Well, family of physicians.
They're all phenomenal.
We're phenomenal physicians over here. That's exactly right.
And I don't know the exact, but I can tell you that all combined, they have over 45 years of experience.
Yeah, you're talking about people who've been in this particular role for years with the experience. And obviously, you have to have a passion for that to be doing it for so long.
Well,
and the knowledge and the experience.
It is. And one of the things that gets, I think, overlooked sometimes when folks are considering wound care is other doctors take care of wounds all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's recognizing when you need one step up because that's what we are. We're the one step up. And that was not saying that your doctor is one step behind. That is saying that we're specialized, and that's why.
We have the ability to offer advanced modalities. Do you want to talk about some of those? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do.
So hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Right. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
So let's tell folks what that is. So oxygen in the body, you know, we always hear the oxygen or read oxygen is O2, two molecules together. Well, when you have an oxygen molecule that's not hooked to another oxygen, it's not O2, it's just O, just one, that's a free radical. And there's the body uses that to kill germs, to change things in healing. And when you're in hyperbaric oxygen, you are increasing the oxygenation in the blood by simply breathing 100% oxygen
right. And
2 atmospheres of pressure instead of the normal room air of 21%. So boring to some people, but to say that there is oxygen therapy that can, when you combine that with IV therapy in bone infections, one study showed a decreased amputation rate of 50%.
Yeah, this therapy benefits patients with diabetic foot ulcers. Patients that we often get overlooked and you don't think about are those that have had radiation. This helps with soft tissue radionecrosis, osteoradionecrosis, and chronic osteomyelitis. So this therapy benefits a lot of people.
And the radiation that they've had on bladder. And so then we can assist cystitis and a bleeding sometimes.
So it would be internal, external, and internal.
So the oxygen is simply a gurney-sized bed. We're totally in glass. We're pumping in 100% oxygen. It's taking a nap. I mean, you're just laying around breathing some oxygen. The hard part for folks is actually coming to the clinic.
I was
going to
say, getting yourself down there.
Yeah. Get yourself down there.
That's the hardest part. And then once you get there, I mean,
there's nothing else to it. Right. So the HBO is a good one, but we have other things.
Cellular tissue therapy.
So when we look at wounds that are stalled and not wanting to heal, and you've done everything right. So at the wound center, we're like, okay, what's the body missing? And sometimes we need to rejuvenate the area. And one of the things that does that is we can use a cellular-based tissue that we put on wounds that gets everything kicked up and go again.
Right.
So that's one of the specialties.
Yeah, another big one, especially for diabetic patients with diabetic foot ulcers, is total contact casting and offloading.
When you have a sore on your foot, there's sometimes where it is not going to heal unless you take the pressure off of it. So when we say offload, that's what we mean, a specialized chew or making a change or a cast for a certain period of time. So that wound has the ability to heal and not be rubbed raw every day with every step. So it's, I mean, it's, you know, it makes common sense, but it's one of the hardest things for patients is because if you've been used to using your feet and walking around your whole life, all of a sudden we're saying, don't use that foot. You're like, you want me to play hopscotch? What do you want me to do here? You know, so we need something, a cast or a shoe that helps. So this offloading is important.
Yeah, it's kind of bridging the gap between helping the wound and continuing a quality of life that the person is used to.
That's right.
Exactly. Why don't you talk about our compression therapy?
Well, we do know that several problems of wounds not healing in the whole lower extremities, well, actually it can be all extremities, but let's just start with the lower extremity for a second. When we swell, we swell with fluid. The swelling we call edema. And so the fluid we call lymph, and that's why it's lymphedema. And there are a lot of times that the only way to help with healing is to get that fluid moving back up into circulation, the kidneys clear it, you know, where we're not so swollen. And that does take squeezing, compression, anything from compression socks to specialized wraps to intermittent pneumatic device, which is air that pumps tight and releases and it feels like a massage on your leg. We have specialists in town that are lymphedema therapists at the West Tennessee Healthcare. And so we're blessed with that. You can have that swelling anytime you have an interruption of your lymph node flow. And we see that commonly, unfortunately, when we've had surgeries for breast cancers for the upper extremities. And then they can also get huge swelling of the upper arms, not just the legs. And that takes that specialized therapy. So lymphedema therapy is with West Tennessee Healthcare. And we often refer to them and have their help when we're using compression wraps. But we don't just use compression wraps for that. One of the more common features is venous insufficiency. So your arteries pump your blood down to your feet, you know, arteries are bringing it down, and then it's returning up the veins back to your heart. Well, those things work great when we're kids and teenagers, but after several years of standing on your feet and all that extra pressure of your veins stretching, because you're standing there and gravity is pulling the blood down, the veins start to stretch a little bit and they're no longer competent with their little valves inside. So every time your movement is bringing the blood back up, there's a spot in between where gravity pulls it back down. It's like 2 steps forward, 1 step back, 2 steps forward. And the squeeze or the compression that we wrap around the legs in this kind of case actually returns that flow back up and solves a lot of wound problems in the lower extremities.
So this is like, I mean, it's collaborative with West Tennessee Healthcare. I mean, and it's you guys.
Because while we talk about that, we have two of the greatest vascular surgeons at West Tennessee Healthcare.
Right.
You know, so we've got Dr. Braun and we've got Dr. Aretas that really are good at this. There are other physicians in the community that do wonderful. I'm not trying to put anybody down.
Yeah.
But this is our West Tennessee Healthcare podcast. So let's bring up who's with us there.
And any patient, I mean, it's specialized care to them.
Yes.
We work with many other entities, especially for, say, this patient population with venous stasis. Before we put compression wrap on, we usually send them out for ultrasounds or to a vascular doctor to make sure to check their blood flow before we start to squeeze their leg.
Right.
So,
yeah. So we work, and we do work with everybody in town. I mean, the Jackson Clinic physicians, the cardiologists that do a lot of watching for their extremities on their other patients. I mean, there are a wide range.
The care that you're getting.
Yep.
And, you know, I think the last one that I'm thinking of, the big one, is negative pressure wound therapy.
Yeah. Okay. So the negative pressure, that is suction. And so you've got a big wound and we need it to grow meat faster. Isn't that a terrible way to say it? You need good granulation tissue and filling in by secondary intention.
Right.
That happens when you put this specialized sponge material on the wound, cover it with a, think of almost a plastic covering with a little tube that's going to this little mini vacuum cleaner you're carrying around that's smaller than a purse. And it is making a suction, a negative pressure. And with that negative pressure, we can heal up to 4 times faster. Wow. So I think that's been a big help through the years. And we often see great results. So we'll see a lot of that coming out of surgery. Or sometimes we have to send somebody to surgery and then we come back and we have a good, clean, large wound and you know, meeting all the requirements. So negative pressure is important.
There is just so much that goes into healing a wound. Especially if you are not specialized in wound care, you don't really realize a patient's nutritional status plays a huge role in their ability to heal a wound.
This is one of my favorite subjects. Yes, I spend way too much time talking to patients about what to eat or not to eat.
I was going to say, is that something you discuss, you know, outside of actually healing the wound, about lifestyle changes and things like that?
It's
part of it. Yeah.
Almost the majority of my time with the patient, because there are so many factors that if you have a wound that's not healing, then the logic is, should we be doing something different so it will heal?
Right.
So when we look at a non-healing wound and we say, well, what are you eating? And I look at your blood work and look at your protein, your albumin, your vitamin D, your zinc, the nutritional factors that play a big role in healing, and I find they're low, then we've got to figure out, are you not eating? Are you not digesting it? You know, and start going through that and trying to get nutrition heavy foods as opposed to junk foods, and trying to get something with less salt, you know, just healthy eating.
Yeah, it can often be overwhelming for our patients when they come in for their first visit, because we talk about all of the things that most people are not aware of.
Right.
So educating the patients is big for us.
And having those resources, I can imagine, being overwhelmed with all this new information. I mean, the team of people are very experienced and can help you with those resources and, you know, keep you accountable and everything.
Well, you know, Kara, one of the biggest fights that people have within themselves when they have a new wound that is now debilitating and changing their lifestyle is being able to accept a change in lifestyle.
Right.
And that's so really in one sense, we do a lot of psychology work, because how you feel does affect how you heal.
Right. And especially, I mean, you're trying to avoid amputation. It would be like, I guess, maybe the worst outcome, you know, and a decreased quality of life.
So there are worse outcomes than the amputations. Yes.
I know infection is a big part of it as well. Yeah.
So trying to help somebody look at their self and evaluate, can I work on stopping smoking? Can I work on getting more nutritious foods in? Can I work at stop eating so much food if I'm an overeater? Or can I get myself to eat more if I just can't get myself to eat? And all of those questions are either psychological or physical.
Right.
So we have people physically trying, you know, they're in chemo, they're having treatments, you know, so nutrition is a big subject, and the encouragement to continue on.
Yeah, having someone on your side, someone advocating for you, that's a big thing for helping with making big lifestyle changes like that, I can imagine.
So I think the big thing to get across to people is if we could be on their radar scope, on their awareness to go, oh, there is somebody in town that will help, and we've got three great docs and a troop of nurses that are specialized and fantastic. So we actually have probably one of the envious clinics around. I mean, when people come around, it's busy, but we've got happy and, I mean, nurses that care.
We take pride in the care that we provide.
Yeah, it's very specialized, and I feel like the people involved.
And we celebrate when a patient heals.
Right.
We love for them to ring a bell, to let everybody in the center know that they have healed. And just the smile on their faces does a lot. It's why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we help people find us?
So we are at 379 Hospital Boulevard. That's our new location here in Jackson. It's out by the North Campus Hospital. We have a lovely new sign out there, so it's not hard to miss us. They can call us at 731-661-6330.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got the contact information and the location, and I'll share that in the show notes. So, yeah, if anyone in the West Tennessee area has a question or has a physician that maybe is referring them, that this is a great place for them to go and get some help.
Exactly. Now, one last thing for the medical providers, the nurse practitioners, the PAs, the doctors, everybody that would potentially be sending a patient to us, just to be aware that Lori, sitting here with me, part of her job requirement is actually going around and visiting physicians. So she would actually show up at your office with a report on how the patient is doing. And it's not that you so much have to, you as the provider, have to stop your busy day as much as we're getting back to you the information, how your patient's doing. And we're always available for a call. So we also want to support our local practitioners that need help with something that they don't know what to do with.
Yeah. And so we are the center here in Jackson, but I also want to say that West Tennessee Healthcare has two other facilities, one in Dyersburg, Tennessee, and one in Martin. So we have all the West Tennessee covered.
Yes,
so
yes.
No matter where you live, we can get you some help.
Right. And yes, and I will also be sharing, if you want to check the show notes, that I'll have the phone numbers and the information, address information to those centers as well. Wonderful. If you're someone that lives in those areas.
Yeah. Right. So both of those smaller facilities, Dyersburg and Martin, are awesome.
Right.
And the staff there is great. And I personally know, because I've been the medical director for the last year.
Right.
You know, now, I did not continue with the Martin medical directorship. It's been too far for me to drive an hour and a half. So that's turned over. But I'm telling you, great people there. And Dyersburg continues to be a very good wound center also. So, yes, we've got help all around for you.
Yes. Well, this is really great. I'm glad we can get this information out to people that is maybe not as well known. So people can start working on that. Dr. Bergquist, Lori, thank you both so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to We Talk Health. This podcast is not intended to replace any medical advice. Nothing said in this podcast is intended to supersede or supplement the direction of your medical caretakers. If you have any questions or would like to request a topic, you can reach out to us at wetalkhealthpodcast@gmail.com.